Japanese automakers design and manufacture some of the world's most unusual automobiles. This year is no exception. Paul Eisenstein, who publishes the online magazine TheCarConnection.com, visited this year's Tokyo Motor Show. He says one of the most peculiar vehicles is the Toyota PM, which he describes as the invasion of the pod people.
It's the strangest thing. It's a car that you wear rather than drive. You know, you get sucked into this thing. Because literally, the seat comes down, and you just sort of flop into it. And then the seat lifts up, and the hinge door comes down on top of you. And it's almost scary watching people get in and out of the thing. Because the young girl they had modeling it had this strange sort of vacant stare, and you really wondered what happened inside. There's the Jeep Treo that looks sort of like a cross between a Jeep and a helicopter. The only thing missing are the rotor blades on top. And then there are even some real serious vehicles on display.
These sound like the Notice Me vehicles.
Yeah, well, Tokyo in general has always had this wacky side. I think it's sort of the flip side of the personality that most people don't know. It's like the very serious Japanese have to have an auto show to have some fun.
Do they expect people to buy these cars?
Well, these are prototypes. These are silly machines that you really won't see on the road anytime in the future. Though, surprisingly, they influence future cars. A couple years ago, Honda brought out a vehicle that they named the Fuyajo. It was best described as a phone booth on wheels, a place for college kids to have parties while driving. I'm not sure I like that idea, but somehow or another it evolved into the new Honda Element, which is that very boxy vehicle that's proving to be such a big hit.
What about the more conventional cars?
Well, the Japanese are showing that mainstream is no longer simple conventional. What you're seeing is that the old boundaries that divided, you know, station wagon from sedan from minivan, all those boundaries are getting blurred, so that the sedan of tomorrow, if you believe what you saw in Tokyo, may look more like something sort of halfway between a sedan and a sport utility vehicle. Minivans that look like station wagons, and then other vehicles that you can't even find terms to simply describe. You get a vehicle like the Lexus Future crossover vehicle, the LFX, which is likely to show up in the Lexus lineup here in the U.S. in the next couple of years. You really can't describe it. You know, it's supposedly a sport utility vehicle, but it really isn't. It's sort of sedan, sort of sport ute, sort of crossover or station wagon. And I think that's the big trend to take away from Tokyo, is that it's going to be harder and harder to simply classify a vehicle. People are asking for vehicles that do what they want in their individual lives, and they don't care what the industry calls them.
Paul Eisenstein publishes the online magazine, TheCarConnection.com.